Abraham Lincoln was born in Kentucky and lived most of his adult years in Illinois. But where did future generations of Lincolns reside? Most people don't know it was in this beautiful stretch of mountains, far from Abraham's Midwestern roots. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Southwestern Vermont has long been a place those from the East Coast have come to escape the summer heat.
In the case of Mary Todd Lincoln, Mary came in both the summer of 1863 and the summer of 1864 and stayed at the Equinox Hotel, one of the sort of grand old hotels. And in 64, she came with both her sons, Tad and Robert.
Seth Bongard says President Abraham Lincoln did not join his family on those trips to Manchester, Vermont, but when the Civil War ended, plans changed.
The president was planning to come because the plan was for the whole family, including President Lincoln, to come back to the Equinox in the summer of 1865. And in fact, the Equinox Hotel built a special bed for President Lincoln long enough to accommodate his 6 feet 4 inches, as we know, very tall for the day.
The family never returned to the area until 30 years after the president was killed. Robert Lincoln, the only child to live to adulthood, became a lawyer in Chicago.
Completely by chance, this is the way the world works, he ended up going into partnership with somebody from Bennington, Vermont, a town essentially right next door to Manchester.
Robert Todd Lincoln decided to buy land adjoining his law partner's property in Vermont and built a home here.
When you look at the house, standing in front of the house, you have mountains on both sides. You have the Taconic Range on one side and the Green Mountains on the other.
The home is called Hildene, and it just happened to be the same area he'd visited as a boy 30 years prior. Generations of Lincolns lived here until the 1970s. Today, the home and grounds are open to visitors. Traveling the countryside in Manchester, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCrae.